I'm Alice Burdick, and I live in Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia. I'll be reading from my latest book of poetry called Holler, which came out from Mansfield Press in April 2012. I'll just start with nothing fancy. The sparkling lights of nothing, honey, nothing fancy, nothing empty, always full of sand. Hands through grains of former humans, petrified logs submerged in water. Remember the forest as the trees yawn into bright fire. Compressed grains of bile and treasure, a cake, if you will, of creation. Simpering birds on the veranda, aiming for the desired field guide photos. I want to be a special bird. What does the moon mean? Where does the air fly when it's all breathed out? Black box. Flippant despair. Skinny people trying to lose weight. First world superheathens afraid of toxins. What I say is not what I do. I am a banana in such a specific time zone. I make a heart turn green and fall out into the cosmos. It took 3 million years to look this way, shriveled up blackened rock. Black box of history and denial. Squeaks from the further room, sounding like an accordion complex. I wish I sounded more like Harpo's instrument, foot up on a crooked elbow, suddenly schmaltzy but appropriate for the long gown crowd. People compare notes on beatitude through breastfeeding. It's just something you do, not an awards show. A halo won't appear each time you let your kid eat a knife or pee onto your leg, sorry. Just the multiple stains of life. Imagine me without a larynx, my greatest fear, no eyes, no oven. No cooking implements, but no tears from sliced onions. Mists of time revolt us. We people stop being pretty and sink into our addictions, become fat or thin, drunk or absent, or all of this together. Bird me a tree. Bird me a stick on the ground. No sleep for insects. Eyes yawned into the breach. Dogs, dogs, dogs stop passers-by at the playground, ignoring the children for cute, obedient puppies. On the teeth. On the teeth, an arrow. In the heart, a pulsing bag of blood. In the arms, some skin stretched tight or bagging slightly with the years, ears sinking lower on the bulb of skull. Tongue longer, longing for lost words. Scenic route. I won't buy the round device that restrains children in the water. All I see are trucks, trucks and ducks. Ducks on the shore, gaining on the tourist throwing bread. Eagle flies so close to our car, straight across the highway. Its totally feathered body waves. Its eyes, in fact, are totally round. Toddler moan. Down near the water, a sliced open teddy bear. Who did you hear crying up there? Nope, nope, nope. Each square fits into a bright green cup, a box into a box, an animal at rest, totally yellow. A fork into circumstance. Where were you at 3 a.m.? Blessing the fractures. Blessing the spiders, mending the fractures. The Wandering Sandbar. I'll hollow a new song. Speech is such a tangent to the birds, screeching on their limbs. Walk out through the lowered sky as it skims our foreheads, our buffered, baffled brows, wondering why the air breathes its body through our noses and back into the leaves. The wandering sandbar steps out of the water and floats for the stranded on the great salt sea. We are big pots of water, a tea of blood and skin, trying our feet at walking, like flying in a dream. A swift flies out of a chimney, and the inside of the face, a skull, transfers its frame onto the skin. So when my mouth opens, teeth hide, and the voice wipes the sounds gone.